Good morning, Kings. Welcome back to another episode of the Prince to King podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Roos, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Today, we're talking about developing emotional resilience. What is it? Why is it essential? Let's start off with defining it. Emotional resilience is the ability to go from one setback, one failure to the other without loss of enthusiasm. It's able to take those hits, particularly those emotional hits, heartbreaks, breakups, rejection, abandonment, big emotional failures, like maybe big goals that we've had that we missed, failing an exam, not making the team, not becoming a prefect, a school leader, house captain, whatever it is. And it's like this emotional toll to not hitting it as well. It's not just resilience in terms of doing difficult things, it's emotional resilience, which is getting knocked the fuck around day to day emotionally and still being able to show up, still being able to be resilient and get through it. So that's what it is. Why is it so important? Well, life's going to get really difficult if it hasn't already for you, if you haven't already gone through heartbreaks, emotional turmoil. It does get there. It's impossible to not. You have to be nothing, do nothing, and live at home under the blankets for that to not happen. And then that comes with its own emotional turmoil. But if we're out in the world and we're out living, we have to be able to roll with the punches. We have to be able to roll with the emotional punches. So how do we do that? We have to, first and foremost, shift out of victim mindset and into victor mindset. We have to go from Peter the peasant to Tim the king. We have to go from failure equals failure to failure equals a good lesson. And what is that lesson? How do I take it? We have to step into a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset. All right, so how do we go about that? How do we go from boo-hoo, life is happening to me, into hell yeah, this is awesome. This sucks, but I'm going to learn something from this and I'm going to take something away. And I know that that's going to happen. I don't know the lesson right now, but I'm going to get through this. At the time of recording this, I'm in one of, if not the worst places in my life emotionally. Me and my partner have broken up. I have a little 2-year-old boy. Business isn't booming as I would like it to be. And I am really having to roll with the punches, and people ask me all the time. I got a great support network. Hey, Dylan, how are you doing? And I'm like, look, I'm not doing well. I'm on a really difficult path right now. However, I'm really happy that I'm on this path. I'm really glad that I'm going through this now, because I know now at 30 that when I look back in my life, all the shitty times, all the really hard times ended up creating amazing lessons for me. And so now I know that. I've got the evidence in my life to go, well, I know that this is going to be one of those times in a couple of years, in 5 years, in 10 years, I look back and I go, man, that sucked. That was so shit. Remember how much time I spent crying at night and feeling my emotions? Like, man, that was really hard, but look at me now. And that's how we step into that growth mindset. I know that the things I'm going through right now are going to help me overcome challenges later. I know that I will become more resilient through this process. Do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the endurance and strength to endure a difficult one. Right? That's what we're doing here. Don't ask, why are these challenges coming to me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Because you're just going to stay stuck. You're not going to get any solutions. It's not going to help you. You might be going through things that are worse than 99.99% of any other human ever. That might be the case right now if you're listening. But I want to implore you to still step into a growth mindset, step into emotional resilience, because what that's going to allow you to do is it's going to allow you to survive and get through this and extract all the lessons and become a better person as a result. If you get stuck in that, well, Dylan, you don't know what I'm going through right now. And if you did, then you'd stay here. If you stay in that, great. You're just going to stay there then. I don't know what to tell you. You might be right. You might be 100% right. But do you want to be right? Or do you want to survive, grow, get out of this, become a better person, develop emotional resilience? You can't have both sometimes. So yeah, it sucks. It's really hard. I get it. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe no one gets it. But you have to find a way through this. And what that looks like is developing emotional resilience. We have to have practical strategies for managing stress and our emotions. We have to build habits that improve mental toughness over time. These are things that we have to do because life is difficult. Life throws you curveballs that you would never expect. Never in a million years would I expect me and my now ex to have broken up. Never in a million years. Okay? But I'm here. So what, Dylan? Lots of other people have gone through it. Boo hoo. It's like, cool, I can adopt that mentality for sure, but it's not going to help me. The mentality that will is like, man, this sucks. This is hard, but I'm going to get through this and I'll be okay one day. Not right now. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not next week. Maybe not next month. Maybe not next year, but eventually I'll get through this. And that's how we develop emotional resilience. Okay? That's what it looks like. So how do we actually manage stress and our emotions? What are the practical things that you can do? Exercise, journaling, meditating, prayer. There's four right there. Four things that you can do every day. Exercise, go out, lift weights, go for runs, get your body moving. If you are depressed, anxious, stuck in a rut, overweight, eating shitty food, unable to do anything, get outside. Just open the door up, open the window up, get your body outside. That's day one. Day two can be going outside, walking to the end of the block and coming back. There's day two. Day three can be going around the block. There's day three. Day four can be walking even further. You can start. If you have to crawl out, crawl out. But get outside, move your body. Number two, meditation. This can, again, start with 1 minute, but 5 to 10 minutes a day. 10 to 15 minutes a day. 15 to 20 minutes a day, right? I typically do it for 10 to 20 minutes every day. I meditate. Quiet my mind, focus on my breath. That's it. Doesn't have to be complicated. Quiet your mind, focus on your breath. Allow thoughts to come in because they're going to come in, and allow thoughts to go out. It's meant to be difficult. That means you're growing. It's not meant to be easy. If you went into the gym and you lifted up weights and you left and you didn't feel sore and it wasn't difficult, that would be a bad workout. It's the same for meditation. There's no such thing as a bad meditation. Just sit down, close your eyes, notice the thoughts, try to let them leave. Focus on your breath, okay? Journaling. Get a journal practice. Get a journal. Get a notebook. Start to journal down your thoughts. Get all the shit that's going on up here, okay, that you're going through down on thoughts. The best analogy I've ever heard is, what's 2 plus 2? 4. Hopefully you got that right. What's 4 plus 4? 16. Hopefully you got that right. What is 4 times 327. You probably can't do that in your head. But if I asked you to get out a piece of paper and a pen and write that equation down, 4 times 327, I bet you could figure that out. So if you can't figure out a basic equation in your head, what the hell makes you think that you can figure out your entire life, all of your relationships, all of your experiences just inside your head? It's stupid. Stop thinking like an idiot and start thinking like a man, okay? Buy a journal. If it feels cringy or uncool, so what? Do you want to be cool but an idiot in high school or in your early 20s? Or do you want to be someone who grows and develops himself into a successful, healthy man? I'm guessing you want the latter. I'm guessing you want to grow into a successful, healthy man. Well, I'm telling you what to do to become that healthy, successful man. Get a journal, start to write your thoughts down. And then finally, prayer. Connecting in with God and having a relationship with God is going to be the most transformative experience that you could possibly have. And I can't get on here and not mention something that has had the most impact in my life just because some of you don't believe in God or just because some of you aren't religious or you're atheists. If that's where you are, cool. Adopt the other three habits. However, if you are open to the idea of God, if you are open to hearing that, I cannot recommend daily prayer enough. And there are great resources online to help you in that process if you're just starting out. So those are really practical strategies for managing stress and your emotions. Okay? Exercise, meditation, journaling, prayer. Then we want to build habits that improve mental toughness over time. If every single day I wake up at 4 a.m. and every single day I exercise and every single day I meditate and every single day I journal, it almost doesn't matter what life throws my way, I'm going to be fine because I've developed the habits to be mentally tough. Because getting up at 4 a.m. is really hard. Exercising every day is really hard. Meditating every day is really hard. Journaling every day is really hard. Praying every day is really hard. Five things that I do every single day that are really difficult. So life can throw me curveballs. Life can make it more difficult. However, if I have five habits that drastically improve my life day to day and are also difficult to do, it doesn't really matter what life throws my way. I'm doing the difficult things every single day, 365. So it's going to equip me as best as possible to handle what life throws my way. And that's how we develop emotional resilience, by doing difficult things. Rely upon lessons from history, role models in your lives, mentors to tell you stories of resilience, of emotional resilience, because then it will inspire you to know that it's possible. One quote that keeps me going in my hardest times is, "I cannot fail if I do not quit." If I just keep going, keep showing up day in, day out, then I can't possibly fail. I just keep going. Because failure is only failure when we quit. So as long as I just keep getting up every day, getting after it, I know that these emotions, that this emotional turmoil will pass. So find stories that inspire you. Find lessons from history. Find role models that talk to you about this stuff. And you'll be able to develop emotional resilience very, very fast. All right, so we step out from victim mindset. Life is happening to me, and we step into growth mindset. Life is happening for me. Look back through your own life. What were the hardest periods of your life? What did you learn from those periods? If you didn't learn anything, you haven't reflected enough. Bad things happen to us, or difficult times happen to us, so that we can grow and learn. And when you have that mindset, you then look at every challenge as just another opportunity to learn and grow. That's it. It might be difficult. It might suck. You can still think those things. You can still be like, "Oh God, why am I here? This sucks." However, when your baseline mentality is, "Well, yes, this sucks, but I know that it's going to benefit me somehow. I can't see how it's going to benefit me, but I'm sure it will," right? Because because of the person that I am, we become empowered in our thinking. It's got nothing to do with what the world throws me. It's got everything to do with who I am. And I just know I'm the kind of person that can get through difficult things. Why? Because every other difficult thing that has ever happened to me, I got through and I grew. And if you're starting out and you're like, "Dylan, I have no evidence." Great. The evidence starts today. The evidence starts in this moment. The evidence starts in your habits. Go and start to exercise. Go and start to meditate. Go and start to journal. Go and find yourself a coach or mentor. Reach out to us. We have mentors and coaches ready and willing to work with you right now. All right? If you found this podcast useful, please, young men, leave a review, subscribe. It only takes 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood grows. And as always, young kings, sending you love and strength.